Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to officially call this meeting to order. Thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come and try to help carry on the business of the county. At this time, I would like to ask everybody to please stand. We'll ask the mayor if he'll do an invocation and start us in the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Thank you for the many wonderful blessings you give unto us each and every day. We ask you now, Father, that you'll bless our commissioners and the county manager and assistants as they go forward to handle their business affairs, that you give them the wisdom and knowledge. We ask you to be with their families as they are apart from them. And then, Father, we ask you to bless the agricultural areas of our county as well as the other industries as we continue to be productive and be able to help other places other than just Dublin County. So tonight, Lord, as we go forward, we remember you each and every hour today. We ask you to continue to bless us as we go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. Have anything to add to the agenda tonight?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Not me. Mr. Miller? Anything to add to the agenda tonight?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Yours is not on the agenda. It'll be next. Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the meeting agendas for tonight.
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Garner. Second by Commissioner Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
All
opposed, same sign. Thank you. Now I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the November 4th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Edwards, second by Commissioner Branch. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. Thank you. Have anything to add to the consent agenda?
No, sir.
Mr. Miller?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Madam Clerk?
Yes, sir. I need to add two Dublin County 4-H prevention program contracts between Dublin County, Turing, and NCDHHS. One is in the amount of $33,205.32.
All right, gentlemen, you've got that in front of you. What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Garner and a second by Commissioner Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. All right, that brings us to item number one, public comment. All right, so we move right on to item number two. Ms. Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am here to hold the public hearing on behalf of Mablin Duarte Milgar to name a private lane off of NC-41 highway in the Island Creek Township, and she has chosen Comanche Duarte Lane.
And this needs to be a public hearing, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go out of open session into opening up for public comments. So it is your time in the audience to speak up. Anybody got any issues, comments, positive or negative, they would like to speak to the naming of this road? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing, move back into open session. What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion to approve from Commissioner Garner, second Commissioner Edwards. Any further comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. All right,
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That brings us to item number three, Mr. Gary Rhodes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here for a public hearing on the schedule of values for the 2025 revaluation.
Okay. I'm going to go out of open session into opening up the public hearing. This is the time for people in the audience. Y'all can step up from back there in the back, but you know, come on up and give us your opinion. This is public hearing.
Let me check the lobby.
Yeah, make sure that they all heard me. Other comments? All right, hearing none, I will close the public hearing. We'll go back into open session. What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve as presented.
Motion to approve by Garner.
Second.
Second by Branch. Any further discussion? Do you want to hear them? Or you think you don't have to have the approval because you don't have it on
they're
the list?
They're not approving them until, you're not approving them until the
next meeting.
Okay.
That was just a public hearing, so we don't need to do any, take any action.
I know you didn't have it down here, but.
Because I called them to make sure.
I will send my motion then. Thank you.
So, your job is done?
Well, thank y'all very much.
Come to see us next time.
Yes, sir.
That moves us to item number four. Mr. Brian Miller.
Commissioners, thank you very much. Earlier this year, we held an emergency meeting to evaluate and discuss options for storm debris removal from the Northeast Cape Fear River and creeks feeding into the river. Subsequently, the board appropriated $1,250,000 to address the storm debris in sections 1 through 6, as well as Muddy Creek, Rockfish Creek, and Island Creek. As stated during the meeting, this process had to be bid out, and our soil and water conservation team, led by Billy Ivey, has almost completed that process. Each section was bid out separately, and we have several different apparent low bidders for the process. The apparent total for all 6 sections and the creeks was $757,275.50. which leaves approximately $493,000 for continued improvements on the river. The Soil and Water Board will meet Wednesday evening to discuss and approve the bids. After the approval, a notice to proceed will issue and the work can begin. I think I'm sensing some questions for this. Do we have questions?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
The $700 and some thousand covers all 6 sections.
Plus Island the 3 creek. Plus the 3 creeks.
What's the process? Is that hand snagging or is that equipment snagging?
Well, it's snagging and pinning.
Snagging and pinning.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mechanical or manual?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. That's the only question.
Further questions? I would be concerned if it would be possible, and I don't know the process that you know we need to go through, but that we go what I call the feeder mm-hmm. creeks. That you know I know because you know of me and you getting out and riding that Sunday, that there was flooding issues coming into the river from some of the places, and since we have that money, if we could apply it towards that, because you know those people need protection as well.
Right.
So can we? What do you have to be able to try to go that route?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do, Mr. Chairman, is have the soil and water team look and evaluate the river, and then put together different scenarios, and we'll get it back in front of the bidders and see how we need to proceed from there.
Because it's got to be cheaper to do it while they're moved in here with their equipment to do the river, to go up the feeder channels and clean them out. It's got to be cheaper to do it then, so if we could get it. I mean, I don't know about the rest of the board, but to me, I would love for us to push on with that.
How far up the Feeder Creek you going?
To me, depending on the cost and the money. I mean, you as far long as we've got it, the money to do it, I'd clean it out as far as it goes. Like you say, go to the top, but I don't have to add extra money, but looks to me like we may have enough money to do it.
Some creeks are going to take more, require more attention than other creeks. I really do think it's probably best to let our soil and water people evaluate that, how far they need to go up certain creeks, and make that determination, and then approach the apparent low bidders with it for each section.
Well, I'll let the rest of the board members share their opinion, but to me, our whole objective when we called that emergency meeting was trying to protect people's property from the flooding all we could. And, you know, I think, you know, feeder creeks are as important as the river. But again, our soil and water people is the people that know. I don't. So I'd be more than happy for you to get them involved and take their recommendation or listen to their recommendation. What about the rest, Eddie?
I agree. I think you want to work with those that know best and take their direction.
Yeah. As long as they can look at them and see what needs to be done.
So I think it's a consensus for you to go on that way. Don't think you got to have a motion or anything. And just
yes, sir.
Bring it back to us when you have something.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a few more updates. I wanted to direct your attention to a flyer that was laid at your desk. James Sprunt is offering a finance course in local government. Interestingly enough, our finance director, Chelsea Lanier, will be the instructor for that class. So please pass your congratulations on to her. We'll probably have local government finance professionals from several different surrounding counties attending that course. It is an online course. I think the registration fee is $180. We have spoken about that at our department head meetings and suggested that many of our department heads look into the class. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, especially since our finance director will be the instructor. Any questions?
Would it be something that we would fund for our department heads? Or
it would.
Okay.
That's my question.
It would. So Chelsea and I have had several discussions about this. We think much of the curriculum is really appropriate for our department heads, and we're going to ask them to look into the course. So we'll keep you abreast of what we come up with. It's a 10-week course.
So I'm not seeing. You said it's 10 weeks?
Yes, sir.
So starts on the 13th?
I mean, how will it be structured? It's online, so how will it be structured?
So there's, I think it was 13 different modules, and there'll be a module released every, well, you can't do one per week, so there'll be a couple of weeks that have two modules. And there's basically like discussions that they have to participate in. There's quizzes. There's a couple of different like projects that they'll have to like create a budget, a balanced budget. And it goes over a bunch of statutes that are required by finance.
Will you be able to go on your own pace, or will you have certain meeting times that you would need to be at on?
You can do it at your own pace.
Okay. I didn't know if certain times during the week it would be a group function. Okay.
It won't pace to be concluded within those 10 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. So I just, Commissioner, I just wanted to bring that to your attention that that was going to be occurring, and I feel very fortunate that, that Chelsea is the instructor. She has a great deal of local government knowledge. She'll be helping other counties, our department heads, moving forward. I can see this becoming a reoccurring course. So, I did want to inform the board that as we move to the .com, you've heard us that we're moving from the .com to the .gov. In unison, we'll be moving Munis, which is our finance software and HR software, from Prim, which is on-premises, i.e. we have servers that we do that with. We'll be moving from there to a cloud-based system, which will increase our finance offices and really all of our departments' ability to work remotely whenever they need to, i.e. during natural disasters or whatever the case may be. We'll be able to more easily access our financial software, and we'll also be able to cut down on some of the redundant pieces of equipment that we now have to be able to have to work when we have to work remotely. We'll be able to cut out on some of the server costs and things like that as well. So you'll probably be seeing a contract on next week's consent agenda regarding that. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, Chelsea, or IT about it. We're happy to discuss it with you between now and then. We have the Cabin Lake Thanksgiving Lunch, November 23rd at 12 p.m. We have a DSS Annual Bake Sale, November 26th at 9 a.m. at the Duplin County Courthouse. That's always a great event. Usually sells out, so make your plans to be there accordingly. County offices are closed November 28th and 29th for Thanksgiving. The Kenansville Christmas Parade is November 30th at 11 a.m. We do have a quarterly municipal meeting this Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Rose Hill Restaurant. It came out kind of late. If you plan to attend, we've got to have our RSVPs in by tomorrow at lunchtime. If you think you're going to attend or you want to attend, contact me, let me know, and I'll make sure that we get you an RSVP. So, Commissioners, that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any other questions that you may have.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Miller? All right. I would like to entertain a motion to go out of open session into closed session for personnel matters pertinent to NCGS 143-318.11.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Garner.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for coming tonight. We are going into closed session. It's probably going to be a while. If y'all want to wait outside, that'll be fine. Be careful on your way out. Don't run over one another, please. Thank you. All right. We have come out of closed session into open session. The meeting is back in session. Anybody got anything they need to bring up? Commissioners?
Nope.
County manager?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk?
No.
Mr. Brandt, you were
thinking. Wanted to share that myself and Commissioner Dow had a chance to attend the Legislative Goals Conference last Friday. And it's when it's a biannual event where commissioners submit goals that they would like to be considered by the General Assembly. Yours truly sits on the steering committee as a chair for the Justice and Public Safety. and was tasked with taking 29 initiatives, 29 goals to shrink it down over a period of a couple of months. We shrank it down from 29 to 4. And of that 4, 3 of them are actually going to go forward to the General Assembly for further consideration. But it's an exercise to really get to see where we all are similar and what is needed to be done by the core principles of the NCACC to do everything that we can for the good of the citizen and the state of North Carolina by way of the county commissioner. So it was definitely a good event, and Commissioner Dow had some materials that was handed out.
Yeah, but I get these every year.
They're going to consolidate the information now, and then hopefully at one of the future meetings, I can be able to share everything that actually went before the General Assembly so that we can be looking out for those things to come out in discussions.
It'll be reduced about five goals out of the different categories that we discussed. And then we have a few federal goals that go up each year.
So I just want to share that.
Anything else?
Nope. Motion to adjourn to the second.
Got a motion from Commissioner Garner to adjourn. Second, Commissioner Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you December 2nd. Thank you.